Welcome to Module 8. In this module, we're going to talk about self-care more directly. At this point, you've all used and become familiar with the self-care guide included with this course, hopefully putting the work into building your self-care toolkit. Now, self-care stands for anything you do that's good for you. It's a way of preserving or improving one's health and well-being, and can show up in how we think, feel, act, and connect. Self-care has been shown to have significant positive effects on the body, including improved overall self-esteem, a deepened sense of empathy for the self and others, a greater sense of feeling good, and a literal change in body chemistry. See, the super cool thing is that self-care releases oxytocin, called the cuddle or feel-good hormone. This hormone has historically been understood as having the ability to enhance feelings of connectedness, love, and compassion. What's incredible about this is that the more it's released in response to self-care activities, the more that you'll feel those things towards yourself. Plus, oxytocin release has been correlated with improved sleep quality, reduced cortisol in the body, and an enhanced immune system. Now, we know that self-care can be effective in acute settings, such as in response to a distressing day or a challenging step in this program. And we've learned that self-care is way more effective when engaged in daily and as a lifestyle practice. So by creating a self-care practice, you can hardwire new patterns in your brain that are less negative and self-destructive through neuroplasticity. How? By engaging in what's called acting as if. The more you act as if you believe you're worth it, the more your brain will build connections to believe that you are, in fact, actually worth it. Pretty cool, right? There's an excellent quote by Brianna Weiss where she notes that true self-care isn't salt baths and chocolate cake. It's making the choice to build a life that you don't need to regularly escape from. This is the aim of this program. Living that life means you're making a choice to build and live a life that you don't constantly live in fear of, spend all of your time worrying about what others think, anchor its value on external approval or validation, or feel like you have to constantly numb out or detach from to survive. Self-care as a practice is about claiming space every day for yourself that serves your greater purpose, values, and intention. This is the goal of this module and is a commitment we'll make to engage in independent of how we feel. I can promise you that you're not going to feel like doing it. This is going to feel really silly, dumb, or insert whatever other judgmental word here that you have when you're doing it. And it's only going to begin to give you those positive compounding effects if you show up and do the work consistently to engage in this practice. So while I stand by the need to take more baths or long showers or whatever works for you, use our vacation time, attend events, and spend time with people that fill us up, this is not the content that we'll be looking at here. Be sure to keep those tools and all the other tips and tools in the self-care guide handy, as they do have their place. They're just a little bit different from the self-care that we're going to be talking about here. In our worksheet, you'll walk through a series of steps to define your daily 10-minute self-care practice. We'll look at small asks and tasks to connect with your mental, emotional, and physical self while exploring the role and impact of each of our four TPFAC pillars. We'll use the power of celebration, enlist the support of anchor thoughts and emotion hugs, and deepen our daily gratitude practice. We'll also explore what will get in the way when it comes to putting this into practice, using the skills that we worked on in previous modules and asking you to reflect on the power of mindset and boundary setting as it relates to this work. We'll choose a standard time and place in which you'll engage in your practice, while also creating flexible choices when the plans or circumstances change, so that our shame doesn't try to just label this as a failure because of such rigidity in the process and develop resistance in us doing the actual work. Once you've done the work to lay this out, you're going to take 7 to 10 days of implementation exploration, with the goal being to bring this into your daily practice every day and make tweaks to your setup, timing, engagement, etc. Throughout this time, you're going to take note of how you can keep evolving it to best fit your whole self. See what happens when you allow yourself to just submit to feeling silly and doing it anyways for a week. After you've taken that time, you're going to return to the worksheet, answer some reflection questions, and consider what this practice can do to elevate your work in phase 5. Now, I will mention that when shame shows up to try and tell you to ignore the implementation part or says, gosh, you know this already, or what difference is this going to make? Or, look, we already don't have enough time in a day, and now you're asking me to give 10 minutes to something that seems completely pointless and not productive? No thanks. Remind yourself, this response makes total sense. It's good even. Shame's job is to perpetuate complacency and silent suffering. The reality is, you do know this already. It also won't work in a vacuum and will require you to expend time and energy, which you already feel is in low supply. You've been told about the need to take care of yourself since you were a kid. And yet, here we all are. And while we can't know for sure this will work, I mean, I do because, well, science, but I do understand that you still need some convincing. We can know for sure that what you have been doing doesn't work. So that has been not engaging in self-care, which means not doing this doesn't work. So this is your opportunity to test a new theory. And if I'm wrong, then the data will prove it. But what if I'm right? Now, with that, you have what you need to dive in. So let's get to it. And when you're ready, I will see you back here for our final module of phase 4, developing your metric system.